Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to today's podcast. In this segment, I want to share an experience that I had earlier today with this seminar that I went to with my hubby. It was a business seminar put on by some of my friends that are connected to one of the top real estate agents in the nation. He flew in and he talked to all of us about his success tips. Now, I went because for one, my husband is an agent, and for another, I work with a lot of agents as their coach. And so I knew that there would be a lot of very powerful gems that I could get from hearing one of the top real estate agents in the nation and what he had to say for success. So what I loved so much is his principles that he shared were so in line with things that I always talk about when it comes to personal growth and people being very, very successful in their joy and their peace and their love and their relationships and their spiritual connection. Now, isn't that interesting that this top real estate agent was sharing these principles that made him the top agent? And they're the same principles that I talk about in being successful with your relationships and spirituality and health and joy and peace. I find that interesting. One thing that was so great about listening to him is I love to observe speakers because I put on my own seminars and I am a speaker. Then I love to listen to other people that are captivating and I like to observe the audience, and people were just on the edge of their seats listening to this guy. And literally you could hear a pin drop. He was so interesting. But here's the thing about him that made him so interesting. He was being himself. You could tell he was not trying to be anyone. He wasn't trying to impress the crowd. He was literally genuine and warm. And he was comfortable speaking, which is such an important part of speaking. Because when you're comfortable, then your personality can come out. So here's the principles that I want to go over today that he weaved into his entire segment that I want to go over with you. And they are going to be timeless principles. There's only two of them. So it's nothing real fancy or fluffy, but you can apply to any area of your life. And as long as you have these two principles, then you are going to achieve success. Okay. Number one that I think is so important, and when it comes to business and personal growth and reading books and going to seminars and all the things, many times people miss this one. And the first principle is keep it simple. Have you ever read a book that you started reading and you're like, what in the world is this saying? It's too complicated. I often find this with a lot of doctors. I've read actually several books by doctors because I love reading about health and the medical community. And there have been several books that I've read by doctors. And if the doctor does not know how to talk in layman's terms because they're so used to speaking in this jargon that is above people's heads, then that book is useless. Most people are not going to pick it up and read it and surely not get a lot of value from it. But when you think about books that have been timeless, that they are always around and at the top of the bestseller books list, you know, people are constantly talking about them years later, such as How to Win Friends and Influence People, or The Millionaire Next Door, or The Four Agreements. What do all of those books have in common? They are simple. They're easy to understand, and they have simple practices in it that you can understand, and you don't need a lot of trying to figure out or wrap your brain around what they're saying. They're simple, right? I think so many times when people become really interested in something, or they make it their passion and their main focus, they make it their business. Let's say they start doing seminars, or they start teaching or coaching or doing something where they are viewed as the expert, they start trying to impress people with being really smart or knowing more than other people know. And it is not as effective. When we can keep our teaching simple, when we can break it down into very, very uncomplicated terms and be plain old simple people with practices that are easy to follow and easy to do, that's where the magic happens. I know there's a lot of personal growth seminars where they literally will go from first thing in the morning until late at night. And they're just trying to cram so much into the day or the weekend. And I understand that. I understand you have a limited amount of time, but the brain does not work that way. The brain can only really retain a small amount of information coming at it. And so when you overwhelm people with too much information, then it's just not as effective. I know a lot of people that I coach with have gone to major life coaches and famous people out there that have these big fancy schmancy seminars, and they'll come home and they get deflated fast because it was overwhelming. They get there and they get all pumped up, but then they come home and they're like, that was so much information. I don't even know where to start. And I think that they surely get some gems of knowledge that they can come home and incorporate into their life. But most of it, they're not, because it's just so much. In fact, I do seminars, and this last seminar that I did, I really broke it down into a much shorter segment. And people that have been at several of my seminars told me that this last one was their favorite. And I think that that had a lot to do with it, by me just trimming out the fat and really making it short and sweet and to the point. So that's another thing when it comes to my teachings. I like to keep it very simple and to the point for people, so that they don't get, you know, on their own after our session and go, wait, how do I do that Jen was trying to teach me? It's like, just say your affirmations. Boom. Do it. Don't worry about how to do it. Just do it. Just sit down, close your eyes, and breathe to meditate. It doesn't have to be all of these different complicated ways that other people try to make you think you have to do. With meditation, that's another one where there's this transcendental meditation that people say that's the only way to do it, or that's the best way to do it. Because if you are doing transcendental, then that is way more effective than other forms of meditation. And I don't believe that. I don't agree with that. With that form of meditation, you have to go and you have to pay thousands of dollars to learn from a certified teacher that is a specific transcendental meditation teacher. And you have to do it for a certain amount of time, and you have to do it for certain times in the day, morning, and then in the evening. I don't agree with that. I think you can literally close your eyes and you don't even need anyone to teach you. You can start to breathe, and you can do it for 5 minutes. It doesn't matter, as long as you start trying and doing it and keeping it as simple as you can, then it's going to work. So that's the first key, is cutting out the fluff, quit trying to be too fancy schmancy and thinking you're doing it wrong. Just jump in and make it happen. Okay, that's the first thing. And that's what this guy talked about today. His name is Q with Remax. He was so cool, so fascinating, so personal and easy to connect with. But he really, really honed in on that principle of keeping it simple. And there are a lot of things that other agents do that he doesn't do. And he's like, no, you don't need that. That's too complicated. And I just found that really refreshing because it's what I believe. And I know my husband really resonated with it because he has definitely felt overwhelmed at times with all the things coming at you in the real estate world that they say you have to do. It can feel overwhelming for people. So first step, keeping it simple, silly. Okay, the number two principle is very, very important, and that is to be consistent. If you keep things simple and you are consistent on a normal basis in any area of your life, you are going to get results. So think of this when it comes to your health, okay? Let's look at both of these principles when it comes to your health. Have you ever tried to look up a recipe and you're trying to go, okay, I'm going to be healthy and I'm going to, you know, get some recipes, and you look up these healthy recipes and there's so many ingredients and some of them you don't even know where to buy them. You don't even know what they are. Do you see how that principle applies to that? But if it's a super simple recipe where you're like, oh, I know exactly what those things are, I can totally get those. And then you make this delicious meal and it's healthy. But if you do that, and then you're also consistent, right? If you just eat healthy once a month, and then eat a bunch of donuts and junk the rest of the month, you're not going to get very far. But if you are doing that on a consistent basis, day after day, maybe the 80-20 rule or 90-10 rule, where you are the majority of the time eating healthy, but then sometimes splurging, then you're going to get great results. Same thing with your personal growth, same thing with spirituality and calming your system and meditating or doing breathing exercises. You are going to really get very positive results. You'll be able to relieve your stress if you're doing it on a normal basis, right? Same thing when it comes to your business. If you are doing the work on a normal basis, then eventually you are going to see great results. But if you just work on your business one day a month or one day a week, then you're not going to get very far. So it's those same types of things. When I look at personal growth, I have clearly seen this pattern that this matters, because when I coach with people and they really dig in and they do the work and they get into a really good place in their life. And when I am looking at someone's life, I am measuring whether they are successful by how much peace do they have? Are they happy? Do they have good relationships? Have they let go of things from the past? And are they forgiving themselves and others in their life? Do they have a free heart? Is their heart free of the pain and the toxins that we pile on? Are they healthy? Do they have good relationships that they're connected to? Are they having success in their business? Are they increasing their financial situation? Those are the measures of success that I look at that matter to me. And so when I'm working with someone and I see them making massive positive strides in those areas, and they get those areas up moving and grooving, and then they get to a place where they're like, okay, we're good, and we stop coaching, and they go out into their own world, what they stop doing is they stop doing those principles that I guided them to do that got them to that place. And they stop being consistent. That's all it is. They know what to do, but they just stop being consistent. And so that's why I created my group that I have every week for people that stop coaching, to where they can hop in that and keep consistent with their personal growth. Because those are the people that year after year are still in a good place. Now, that doesn't mean they're in a perfect place because that's not reality, but they are still moving and grooving and progressing. And just like we all do, they hit spots in their life that are challenging, but they can better navigate through those. So that's it, my loves. Just those two practices and you will have everlasting success. So thank you for being with me today. I will catch you next week. Much love to you all.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.